Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So apparently we've got a couple that is already in an argument about Christmas.
We made it.
Okay. Yeah, I know. We just got to stay ahead of the curve here, I guess.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
Huh. Yeah, it's Crystal and it's Nick, and I don't really know all the nuances of this thing, but Crystal won the toss, so she gets to go first. Crystal?
Yay!
Tell us what's happening.
Okay, so I was married and got divorced a couple of years ago. And when we were married, I spent a lot of time with my ex and his family on Christmas.
Okay.
And I'm dating someone else now, and I know it's going to sound weird, but we're all adults and, you know, we're still friends. We have a 4-year-old daughter together from this relationship. We're very mature about it. And I want to spend Christmas with my ex and his family, my daughter, and my boyfriend, Nick.
Oh, wait.
And I don't think that the divorce has to, you know, change everything. Doesn't mean we can't all still be friends and celebrate together with our daughter.
That's a very, I understand that. I know people who, yeah. I think you call the wrong show when it comes to me. I'm a very scorched earth type of person, but okay. So, we'll get Nick's side of this in a second. So you envision you and your new boyfriend and your child hanging out with your ex-husband and slash baby daddy and his family at their house.
Yes, so I want my daughter to spend Christmas with me, my boyfriend, and her father and grandparents.
And clearly, yeah, you guys, when it comes to co-parenting, there's no animosity there. Clearly, you guys must get along really well.
Right, yeah. She spends her time evenly between her mom, between me and her father.
Has your boyfriend ever expressed, like, wow, you guys are maybe, are you sure you're broken up? Because you're spending a lot of time, you get along great.
Yeah. Well, let's ask him. Nick?
Hey, how's it going?
Yai. We're not saying we're on your side, but we haven't even heard your side yet, and there's some awkwardness in the room. But, I mean, that's also it's a beautiful thing. So shoot some holes in what she wants to do. What's your side of this?
I can't handle this anymore. I really don't want to spend my holiday managing my time between having to take care of a child and having to take care of myself.
Whoa.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, if it's a holiday, it should be a holiday. Whoa. I mean, the difference between a holiday for me and a holiday for somebody else is who's there.
Okay, all right.
So you're saying her ex-husband and his parents will change it from being a holiday to what?
A stressful event for me. I don't want to have to spend the holiday managing my time around these other people that I don't want to be around.
That's a good point. But you would have to make sacrifice to make it work out amongst Crystal and the daughter. And
so, yeah, definitely.
What I'm willing to sacrifice is not going.
So you're not going to go at all, or do you want her to not go? Would you prefer?
I don't want to go. She should go. They should go. They should spend the time with their family. And that's totally fine by me. I don't give a shit. I just really don't want to have to be there.
Wait. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Sorry if that's too direct.
No, no, it's
so you have
pretty
no problem,
direct.
Yeah, with the exes hanging out with Chris. Yeah, that's not your issue. It's just like you're not going to have any fun. It's not going to be about you. So why the hell should I even put forth effort and show
up? Do you want to be with Crystal still? I mean, this is way more animosity than I was expecting.
Yeah, no, I want to be with Crystal. I just don't want to be with her on this specific holiday.
Okay.
This is a hard holiday.
Your feelings are valid, totally valid.
Okay.
Are you trying to have a war with Christmas?
So, Crystal,
if she were to not go, would you spend time with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'll spend time with her whenever I can around the schedule, but
so he's
I'm
saying,
not really trying to compromise my holiday.
So this is their thing, and you don't want to, like, insert yourself into their thing.
Okay, can I just
Which
ask you this, Nick, real quick? Could you spend the rest of your life with her going over here? Because where I'm coming at this, there is a point where you guys should co-parent. I'm sorry to jump on you, Crystal, but like, you see doing this 10 years from now, 20 years from now, still spending time, like, let's say Nick isn't the guy, like, you're remarried.
I mean,
like, go ahead, Nick.
Yeah. I think that, like, we could totally change it up tradition-wise as we go along, but right now I just don't want to have to be responsible for their tradition.
Okay.
That makes total wow.
All right, Crystal, any thoughts on what I just said? Have you thought about just being, is there a point where you will draw this line and just be co-parents and not have traditions together?
I mean, years from now, when our daughter is at college and starts having a family of her own, but this is, I want to spend every Christmas with my daughter. She wants to spend Christmas with her father. And I don't think it has to be weird. I think Nick can come along. And if we're all just adults and acknowledge the situation, we can just move past it. And it can be a lovely Christmas, actually, I think.
So if Nick doesn't go, you're not going to take it out on him down the road or have a grudge or anything.
Well, that's the thing. I really want to spend Christmas with him, and I want him to spend Christmas with my daughter this year.
Okay. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you guys on hold and figure out.
I wasn't prepared for Nick's.
He seems pretty.
Slam the door.
Yeah, it's like, okay, no thanks.
But I can't blame him, though, either.
Yeah.
But isn't this good? It's not his daughter. It's his.
But she has to eventually have boundaries. Like, I get that some people can co-parent their faces off, and that's awesome. But, like, eventually, you say it all the time. Parents getting divorced, isn't it great? Because then you get two Christmases.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Trying to combine it into one, then all of a sudden, Nick's family comes, and then this other, like, eventually, you do one Christmas over there, and then one Christmas over here,
okay.
Or you do a little bit of both. Like, I don't.
Okay.
If you guys can sort this out, they need your advice. If you've been through a divorce and you're trying to, do traditions have to go away once you get a divorce or do they just get modified? Crystal and Nick are obviously in a weird spot. 303-222-5423.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're trying to help out Crystal and Nick, and they've been dating for a little bit. Christmas is coming up. She's got a daughter with her ex-husband, and she wants to keep the tradition of spending Christmas with her ex and his family alive.
Yeah, she wants Nick, the new boyfriend, to come too, and it would be all cool. It's all good. We'll all get together. It's all fun. All like that. Nick's like, no.
I know.
At all. None whatsoever.
You go ahead and go. He's not trying to stop her from
right.
going.
You guys, that's your tradition. I'm not going to force myself into the tradition. Besides, I don't want to be in that situation. Why are you putting me in there?
And I'm asking the question, should the tradition die?
Okay.
Let's, Crystal, Nick, I hope we can have a happy holiday here. Let's start getting some jury members in here. The first one will be Lexi.
Yai.
Yai. Whose side are you on?
I am on Nick's side.
What?
Wheezy.
I mean, yeah.
Of course you are. Why?
I just think that, I totally get where Nick is coming from. If it were me, even though I am a woman too, I would not want to go and attend something else with someone that has nothing to do with me. I get that Nick also did choose, to be with this Crystal.
True.
But Crystal, she probably needs to accept that Nick, that's not his family. She should just go. She should just go, have a good time, and that's it,
Wow. Do you think that Crystal's idea of keeping this tradition alive for a bunch more years is a good idea, or should that end?
No, I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah,
okay.
I just don't think it's going to work. There's going to be a lot of animosity for a long time there, and it's always going to be a battle where Nick is every single time, every year, instead of enjoying the holidays, it's going to be, okay, here comes that battle of am I going, am I not going? The new tradition probably needs to be have separate holidays. That's just probably the best way to go.
Isn't that what divorced people do?
Kind of. But isn't current couples, does he sacrifice for her this time, and maybe can't he just
a pretty big sacrifice, man.
Is it?
I would not want to go high.
It's a 3-hour meal.
You're right. But it's like that's a reminder. I don't want to see the man she used to sleep with and his parents.
Oh, and her just dad.
All on, that. Yeah. I don't want to be a part of that.
He's on the fringe
exactly.
of, yeah.
That's a really weird spot to be in. Let's keep going here. Anya. I'm sorry, Anaya, I'm guessing.
I'm totally on her side because it's in the best interest of the child to be able to spend Christmas with mom and dad.
Thank you. Exactly.
Not mom and dad together, Anaya. Really?
I was a kid out of divorce, and that was my Christmas wish every year for my mom and dad to spend the Christmas together. I hated being run around from Christmas to Christmas. Like, it sucked having to spend half of it with my dad, half of it with mom.
They're not together. They're not together.
Care. The kid doesn't care.
But you're grown up now, Anaya. Don't you understand? Like, you have to accept that your parents...
I have a niece that's part of a divorced family, and, like, I would love nothing more than for her to see her parents grow up and, like, mm-hmm. be together. Like, not together, not romantic. It's just grow up for your kid.
Wow.
So you're saying that Nick's being immature by not...
Not just going.
By suffering through. Okay.
Thank you for the call. I don't. Okay.
So the kid's supposed to trump everything here.
Go ahead, dude.
Yeah. I'm kind of realizing that I'm not that comfortable with her going all the time or all the way. I would prefer that she didn't, but it's really her decision. And I agree with what she said. As a personal story, I was a child of divorce as well, and I really wanted that for my Christmas. So
wow.
I'm kind of coming from that listener's perspective as well.
Wow.
Let's keep going here. Jordan?
Yes, Yai.
What do you think?
Oh my God, I am so fired up about this right now. Crystal, girl, you need to run. There are red flags here. He misspoke right off the bat, and he said child. He doesn't want to compromise his Christmas for your child. That's a major red flag. Secondly, if he wants to be with you, he's going to make sacrifices to do what you need to do. I'm in education, and the best co-parenting families are the ones who do whatever is best for the child. Going to these holidays traditions together and making them a part of each other's traditions, that's a big thing.
You think it's healthy to continue to pretend to be one big happy family in the event of a divorce?
For that child, absolutely.
It's not realistic, though. Like, eventually, Dad's going to remarry. Crystal's going to remarry. Like, it can't. Like, it's
shouldn't
not,
we learn now that
that like now you have two different.
If I can, she knows her divorce. That's not a secret or a lie.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
But we can
yeah.
still be adults and be in the same room together.
You're right. You're right.
Okay.
Exactly. Because of her, you're connected forever. It doesn't change that. You're connected to one another because of her. College graduation, getting married, all of this are going to be together.
Wow.
College graduation is a damn sight different than Christmas with his family sitting right. Like, that's just different to me. But I'm like, thank you for the call, Jordan. Very, very good take on this. Nick, you got a couple votes, but all in all, most people are not digging your flavor and thinking she might need to move on from you. So
yeah.
I don't know how
that's
you guys.
Fine.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's fine. If that's how the votes come in, I mean, it's not really their decision. It's hers.
Crystal, do you, I don't know how to like, what are you okay? Like, do you want to just talk to him offline or what do you want to do right now?
I think, we should probably continue this conversation in private.
Okay. Are you going to be okay, Crystal?
Yeah. I mean, I have some thinking and evaluating to do, and ultimately I want to do whatever's best for my daughter at the end of the day, no matter what the situation, you know?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you, guys.
What the hell just
happened? That did not go the way I thought it was going to go.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.